Bringing down a commercial American plane is still at the heart of the mission of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. The group is believed to be responsible for the latest underwear bomb plot that was revealed in part due to the efforts of an undercover intelligence agent. Joining us live is WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. J.J., there's a bit of an irony here, I'm finding, which is that we have such great intelligence to be able to get this guy inside and be able to thwart this attempt to bomb a plane, but now we're trying to figure out who leaked it, because everyone in the whole world now knows.
Well, regardless of who leaked it, the real question here is, what are they going to do with the information that they got? This person who was able to get inside of the organization is most important specifically because of the relationships that the U.S. intelligence community has with other countries, and that is to make situations like this possible. There is absolutely no way to predict what Al-Qaeda is going to do every time and to do it accurately. So when you have somebody close enough to them to get their hands on, one, the intelligence about what it is that they're doing, and indeed the actual devices or processes they may be using, that's a real win.
Kind of interesting, they're still targeting airplanes.
Yeah, well, we've known that. That's not something they've never steered away from it. We talked about it on your program a couple of weeks ago, specifically when it came to the anniversary of the bin Laden killing. Al-Qaeda continues interested in aviation, whether it's small planes or whether it's big planes. So that's not unusual for Al-Qaeda.
So where is Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula getting its funding from, and who is leading the organization after the death of Anwar al-Awlaki, who were able to get in a successful strike?
Well, I am absolutely sure that the person that they're talking to now, the undercover or the asset, the Saudi asset, has a lot of insight into that. One of the things that's well known about Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is that they operate in an environment that's called a permissive environment or ungoverned space. There are a lot of people from Saudi, a lot of people from neighboring and sympathizing countries or organizations that contribute money to that organization. And most likely that's where it's coming from, because they're not able to go out there and sell or market anything legitimately themselves.
And we are told they have moved the agent's family someplace safe, so that's not a concern for them at this point. WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.